Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
All right, it's Monday afternoon, and you know the attitude we have on this show. Don't be down on a Monday. We don't want to just go around thinking Monday sucks, even though sometimes it does. And I hope you had a great weekend, and if you had a great weekend, that makes Monday kind of tough. You know, I don't know about you, but sometimes I'm so busy on the weekend that I almost can't wait to get to the station so I can just, you know, relax. I mean, look, the show's work. It takes work, but once I get in here and do the show, I just feel like I'm spending time with you. So I sometimes enjoy Monday afternoons. Well, what is this? What is all this? This nice chat between Ian Ozan and Courtney P. Courtney, are you still in the traffic center?
Hey there, Scoo.
Hey, what is this, all this happy talk with you and Ian Ozan? Hi, and here's Courtney. Hi, Courtney. Hi, Ian. How are you? What is this happy talk? I mean, are we like some kid show?
Well, you know, I think individually, Ian and I are happy people. And then, you know, like shiny, that happy people connect over airwaves. And so it just kind of happens.
This segment is literally called Happy Talk.
Yeah. Absolutely.
You know, this is what they do in the morning.
Happy Talk.
Yeah.
The Happy Talk. Really, it's called Happy Talk?
Would you like them to not be happy?
No,
not
I
be
want everybody. I want everybody to be happy. It just seemed almost obsequious. Oh, hi, how are you? Hey, is everybody okay? Yeah, good. How's everything at home? Good. No, I'm really just kind of busting you guys, but I really think it's nice that everybody's happy.
No worries. You know, I think, you know, good vibes over the airwaves helps everybody. And you know, if someone's sitting in traffic, maybe they hear us being light. It just helps, you know, break everything up.
Well, maybe I should just turn the whole show into Happy Talk. Hi, I'm Scoot. Is everybody okay today? All right, I'm doing great. Oh, got to pay my rent and the car's paid off. And gee, wow, I'm having a great time. Boy, by the way, I had yogurt for breakfast this morning and it was delicious. I put some granola in it and it was just great.
You know, I'll take some of that pay my rent. Now, there you go. See, spread that around.
Yeah, we could just do Happy Talk all the time.
Absolutely.
Happy Talk. Oh, yeah. Well, the president ordered bombing of Iran, but, you know, a lot of people are still okay and everything's fine. Everything's great.
See, shiny, happy people.
I guess so. So how was your weekend?
It actually was pretty good. Baby girl's gone for a good bit of the summer with her grandparents in Ohio. So mommy has some free time.
Good. Now, does baby girl like that being away with the grandparents?
Yes. Well, you know, the grandparents that you don't see a lot, when you do see them, you get spoiled. You get everything you want. She's in her element.
Can I go see them?
I know, right? They you can get spoiled a little bit.
They haven't seen me in a while.
Absolutely.
In fact, they've never seen me. Imagine how happy they'll be to see me.
She has a baby cousin that just started kind of running around and stuff. Oh. So she's loving that.
Oh, and
so
you know what?
She's getting there.
Even at her age, there is a maternal instinct that kicks in.
Oh, absolutely. She says, I babysit her. This is not a visit that we're not playing. She's in my care. She's my charge.
No, that's that happened. And you know what? And that little baby is going to grow up and always totally admire her cousin who's a few years older than her.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so that's cool. All right, well, look, enjoy your free time, because I know for a lot of mothers, summertime is tough because the kids aren't in school, and, you know, you just have to figure out what to do with them, and camp isn't always the answer. It's not always an option for a lot of people, so I know summertime can be rather hectic. So you can, I mean, you can kick back, and you can have, like, girls' night out, can't you?
I have.
You already have.
Yes, a couple.
A few. All right. No, we're not waiting around. All right. The kids.
No, not at all.
The kids on the plane. I'm downtown in the quarter.
What's that?
The kids on the plane. I'm in the quarter.
There you go.
Yeah. All right.
I was waiting as she was flying over.
You had ladies. And you were out with the girls before the plane even landed.
There you go. Absolutely.
All right. Have a good afternoon.
You too.
All right. Let's see. So this is Pride Month, and the president decided to shut down the National LGBTQ Youth Suicide Hotline. I realize why. Look, President Trump is going to continue to pander to the MAGAites. They're not big enough to elect him again. And he can't even run again, even though there are people who are going to challenge that when we get closer to 2028. Trust that there is going to be an effort to change the Constitution, to change the law, so Donald Trump can run again. I don't think it's going to be successful, but we'll see. But the reason that the president wants to continue to cater to these people is because they give him money. I mean, I know he brags about having a lot of money. And he does. But that's how he gets his money. And he gets money because he does things that cause people to send him money. So he wants to continue to make this group happy. And if shutting down the LGBTQ youth suicide hotline is the way to make a little more of the MAGA people happy, then he's going to do it. I don't think this is the right thing to do. I mean, there are a lot of young people who struggle. And I mean, if somebody told me that these suicide hotlines don't work, I mean, one time when I was really young, I called the suicide hotline and I told them all of my problems. And at the end, they said, okay, we think you're doing the right thing. But I mean, but aside from that, I really think that this is something that helps people. And, you know, all kidding aside, I mean, if you're not gay, I know a lot of people think that people just decide to be gay. I don't believe that. I think you're born that way. And a lot of people struggle with that because of people around them. Even their own families don't understand that. And they make them feel like they're not normal, that they're sick. And nobody should make gay people feel like they're sick. I mean, okay, look, even if it's a choice, I don't think it's a choice, but even if it's a choice, this is America. If I want to choose to be with the same sex, I should have that right to choose to be with the same sex. And the thing that bothers me most about any attack on the gay community from right-wing radicals is that the very foundation of conservative ideology is based on power to the individual, less government intervention in our lives. And to ask the government to intervene in the personal bedroom lives of people totally defies being a true conservative. So if you're against LGBTQ stuff, you really can't call yourself a true conservative. I don't know what you can call yourself, but you're not a true conservative. Does it make sense? And I feel badly for the people that may struggle and may call the hotline and might get some kind of help. But, you know, and of course, it's appropriate that this happens during Gay Pride Month, because if you could just stick it to them just a little bit more, just jam it a little bit more, you know, people want that. And some people are celebrating that. But I think that's a mistake.
There's a text right at the top of the pile here that says there's no need for multiple suicide hotlines. Well, what the hell do you know about it? I mean, really?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's easy for you to sit back and type that out and think that, but the people whose job it is to keep young people from killing themselves,
I mean, dead,
probably have a better idea about what's more useful than that. If somebody feels suicidal because their parents have kicked them out of the house, or they go to a school where they're not allowed to be who they are, and that's the reason that they're suicidal, there is a different approach to solving that person's problem and giving them the help that they need than somebody who's, you know, several decades older and maybe is lonely and doesn't have anything to live for and doesn't know what else to do. And they're going to require a different kind of help.
Yeah, and also, contrary to what people believe, I'm not gay, so I can't speak from the standpoint of being gay, but I can try to understand that if you are gay and there's a gay hotline, you feel like there's a possibility that they're going to be more trained to deal with what you're going to tell them.
Exactly.
Because you already feel isolated. So to just call a national suicide hotline, well, they're not going to understand me. I mean, I've been told to believe that I'm not normal, that there's something wrong with me. And again, I can relate to this because, you know, I grew up at a time when things like obsessive compulsive disorder were not diagnosed. My parents took me to a psychiatrist twice because they knew something was wrong. And no psychiatrist, neither one of them could find anything wrong with me. That convinced me that I was even crazier than I was. And so I can relate to this because I felt different from everybody around me. I was different because I had a brain that was just an obsessive compulsive brain. And I did things and thought things that nobody else did, nobody else thought. But I felt totally isolated. If there had been an OCD hotline to call at the time, I never really thought about killing myself, but I hated my life. And so I can relate to this idea that you feel alienated and isolated as a gay person because of what people like that texter make you feel.
That same texter comes back and it says, you pay for it. I was paying for it.
Yeah,
what is wrong with you?
Yeah.
Just because it wasn't useful to you doesn't mean the government should not be providing that service. There's a lot of things that my tax dollars go to that I am not the immediate beneficiary of you. We live in a society, man. That's how this works. I don't love that some of my tax dollars go to,
big
oil subsidies or military projects that I'm not in support of. Like, get a grip.
Let this smartass text us back. Do you own a home?
Yeah, I'm sure you took advantage of the first-time home buyers.
Texas, just tell me if you own a home. I mean, if you have the courage to do it. I mean, don't just be a keyboard coward. If you have the courage to text us back, text me back and tell me if you have a home. Let's see if that text comes in.
It's just the reason it's the cruelty. The cruelty is the point.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say that this is true of everybody in the movement, but it is undeniable at this point that part of the MAGA agenda is sorting Americans into real Americans and into people who are not deserving to be here.
Well,
and that includes
but
migrants and queer people and to some degree women and to people who dare to call us and say to you and I that we're causing a division. No, your movement is dedicated to making America a more cruel, more divided, more violent place. And that is, we can't even have an argument about that.
It's
plain as the nose on my face.
And the other thing is, who are you to decide? I mean, why are you to decide
exactly
what is a normal American? Who gave you the God-given right to decide what is what are the qualities of a real American? You know, I bet there's some things that you do in your life that would disqualify you as really being a true patriot.
I feel terrible for people who are not in alignment with what you and I have just described, who are very much, they're good, proper Americans. They're like, live and let live, man. We're all here to do what we're all here to do. And yet Frankenstein's monster has come alive and hijacked what you thought you were a part of and is now just mindlessly tearing things down all around it because there is no why. That's what it was designed to do.
So did the smartass text back? Does he have a home?
No.
Okay.
They didn't text us.
All right. He's not going to. He's probably not going to text back. So you're quick with the text when you want to say something, but you don't want to tell me if you have a home. You know why you don't want to tell me if you have a home? Because let me tell you something. If you have a home, and we have a hurricane, I don't want you to get any money from the government. I don't have a home. Why should I pay for you getting money for your home? I don't own your home. I don't come to your house. God knows I'd never come to your house, but why should I be part of paying for your house to get money? Why should I be part of paying for you to get money? You want to start dividing? In other words, if you're not benefiting from it, you shouldn't pay for it. Well, then why am I paying for you to get protection for your home? You shouldn't get it. that texter should not get a damn dime if there's a hurricane and the money is coming from the government. You shouldn't get a dime because I don't own a home and I shouldn't have to pay for it. You want that to be the attitude? Okay, I'll have that attitude too. And I guarantee you, you're gonna lose a lot if you don't get money from the government. So don't get on this high horse about how, you know, you have to benefit or you're not going to pay for it. I don't benefit from you getting money for your house if there's a storm, so you shouldn't get any money. I mean, Ian, it's so easy to answer these people who are filled with hate. They don't even know how exposed they are in terms of their illogical presentation.
It's crazy to me how much facts don't matter. There's a great example, and I know we'll get to break here in just a minute, but you know, Elon Musk and his Doge team made this insane claim that 40% of all the phone calls to the Social Security Administration were for fraudulent claims. If you have 100 people calling the Social Security Administration, 40 of them are there to commit fraud. The head of the Social Security Administration comes out and says that's not anywhere near the truth. And that person gets a call from the White House and says, the number is 40%. And you will either get on board with that or you'll shut up or you'll lose your job or you'll disappear, whatever we're going to have to do to punish you. There is no point anymore where these people hear anything that goes against their political worldview at all, the way that they feel about themselves, the way they feel about Donald Trump. That is absolutely impervious, and they will pivot immediately. Another great example is the guy that shot the Democratic lawmakers in Minnesota. Fingers in ears, head in sand, just screaming, no, 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 he's not one of us. He's a Marxist. He's a Democrat. Making up just the most ridiculous stuff. And we keep thinking we've gotten to the end of this journey. And they keep finding a way to drag us down even
further. But they can't. I mean, they can try, but we can't let them drag us down.
You're so right.
We get it on this show, but you also get it on Substack. You join me on Substack. Scoot on the air Substack. Go to Substack.com and join me there. You know, there's some disagreement, but, you know, we're not tolerating this uninformed ignorance and these, like, hateful, selfish people who don't even understand what they're saying and the impact of what they're saying. You know, you're born the way you're born. And if there are people who are young and if people like this texter want to make people feel like they're abnormal because they're gay, then shame on them. And they need a place to go, because we shouldn't just encourage people to kill themselves because society has made them feel abnormal. And I think you're born the way you're born, and I hope you are free to live your life. I mean, it bothers me that Tyler Perry, you know, it seems like there's a lot of talk that he's gay. And he's being sued by some guy for, I think, $260 million over a sexual harassment thing. And apparently they had some kind of physical contact. And Tyler Perry's attorney says, well, the guy wanted to get close to him. It now appears to scam him. If Tyler Perry is gay, then damn it, he should be able to come out openly and just be gay. And nobody should criticize him. And I hate the idea that people feel like they can't be who they are. I mean, this is America. And even if you chose to be gay, you have a right to choose to be who you want to be.
Real quick, before we go, the texter that got this whole thing kicked off did text back and they say, I do have a home and I have tons of insurance. That cost me a lot. You're not going to pay a cent for my losses.
Yes, I am. Don't be stupid on top of everything else. You know, you think you're not going to you think people with insurance didn't get offers from FEMA? You think people with insurance didn't get money? I mean, they got money, didn't they?
Your losses make my premiums go up. That's what insurance is, man.
Yeah. Hey, dude.
I'm exhausted.
We're paying for it. We're paying for it, okay? So, you know, you want to shut down the suicide hotline because you're not gay? You know, you may have a kid who's gay, and guess what? You have no control over that. And you can try and control them and mind screw them while they're in your care, but they're going to leave you, and they're going to go and be their own person. And if you beat this kind of stuff into them, they're going to turn out to be actually opposite you. And I know a lot of kids that turned out to be exactly opposite of their parents because their parents told them this BS that they just couldn't buy. Anyway, enough of this. All right, I know we got to get to a break here. If you've got a comment, the Oakenheart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. It was on this day, 1984. I remember it well. I was on the air on B97, and this band had just come out, Duran Duran, and this new song came out, The Reflex. And I remember playing this on the air. On this day in 1984, this was the number one song in America. And really, Duran Duran was one of the quintessential 80s bands in terms of look, fashion, and sound. I mean, they just epitomized the 80s. And I had a great time at 80s night at Moe's Chalet. 80s night at Moe's Chalet, Saturday night with DJ Shane Love. That was fun. We'll be right back on WWE.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Well, Ozzy Osbourne, the Prince of Darkness, is teaming up with a drink company, Liquid Death. It's iced tea in a can with an extra shot of vitamin B in there. Ozzy Osbourne's teaming up with his company so he can share his DNA, so Ozzy will be available forever, so he could be cloned at some point. Here's the pitch from this company. Introducing Infinity Recyclable Ozzy. Infinity Recyclable Ozzy by Liquid Death. These cans of low-calorie iced tea with B vitamins have each been drunk by Ozzy himself, and each can contains a trace of DNA from Ozzy's saliva, as well as a handwritten signature. Now, once technology and the federal laws permit, you can replicate Ozzy Osbourne and enjoy him hundreds of years into the future.
Oh, my.
Now, it's not going to be every can, but it's going to be a few cans he's going to drink out of. And you can clone him, save the can, save the DNA from his saliva. And you could recycle Ozzy. That's weird.
Yeah, that's weird.
You know, this whole idea of cloning yourself, you know, it's not going to be you. I mean, it might look like you, but unless it was subject to the same socialization that you were subject to, it's going to be a totally different person. You could recycle something. You could clone somebody, recycle them, but they're not going to be the same, because we are a product of our environment. We're a product of what we went through in life, and this person is not going to be that person. All right, a lot going on today. We have talked about, of course, LSU winning the College Baseball World Series. That was awesome. You know, I was a big Oklahoma City fan in the NBA playoffs. I really wanted it to be the Knicks and OKC, and I wanted the Knicks to win. But since the Knicks didn't win, I was for OKC, and they won last night. The series was tied 3-3 going back to Oklahoma City last night. And the Oklahoma City Thunder beat the Pacers. I don't know why, but I have never liked the Pacers. I don't have a legitimate reason why I don't like them. I just don't like them. So I was for Oklahoma City. Plus, Oklahoma City is a young team, so they have the potential to be kicking ass for years. And I was so happy that they won last night. That was really, really cool. But LSU wins the College World Series. And Ian, do you see in the end how, you know, a team wins and then, like, you know, one player jumps on another player and then they all jump on each other?
Yes.
It's called dogpiling.
Yeah.
If you Google dogpiling, I'm not sure that's what's going to come up
first. I'm not going to Google that.
Do not Google dogpiling at work, because it might be something totally different.
You know, there used to be a search engine called Dogpile, like before Google came out.
Oh, really?
Like Alta Vista and Ask Jeeves and Dogpile. I always thought that was kind of weird. Yeah. Anyway, you were saying.
So, look, I'm so claustrophobic. I've thought about this often. I can never be in that pile.
I don't think I would.
I mean, with all the, first of all, like all of these like sweaty men on top of you. I mean, not everybody's into that. I wouldn't really be. But mainly because of my claustrophobia.
Yeah, mainly because of the claustrophobia.
It's, yeah, that's I mean, it. Yeah, it's mainly the claustrophobia.
Definitely
yes,
claustrophobia,
yeah,
not any other reason.
No, but mainly the
claustrophobia. If I knew I was going to be in that dog pile, I would wait and let some of the other guys get in there first. You know what I mean? Like, I'll jump up on the back. You know, I'll be on the top.
I mean, I want to be on top.
I still want to participate, but I'm not going to be one of those guys, you know.
Oh, I'm not going to be in the middle.
And I think, you know, like, same things happens in the NFL. You know, they call it a dog pile, but when everybody jumps on the ball, if the ball is loose and everybody runs at top speed and gets on, it's like...
I'm not going for that ball. I'm not going to be on the bottom.
Well, you're getting, you know, a couple $100 million a year or whatever to...
I'm so claustrophobic. In that case, I couldn't do it. Okay. Now, I'm not claustrophobic like on a plane or in things like that. I can do that kind of stuff. But man, to be closed in like that and to not be able to move and have all those... And to not know when they're going to get off of you.
Yes. That, yeah.
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 That would just freak me out.
At least in the NFL, you know, it takes, you know, sometimes 15 or 20 seconds for them to kind of pick everybody off and see who's actually holding the ball.
But that dog pile, they keep coming.
But if you're just jumping around in that dog pile and you're, you know, one of the guy that gets dog piled, you might be in there for kind of a minute, dude. Like, that's not...
Trust me, I wouldn't Google this at work.
I'm not.
All right, let's go to... we got to get to a break, don't we? I mean, are we behind you? Are we behind?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Hey, it's Monday, so we're kind of relaxed. Well, we're kind of relaxed here every day, but I don't know. Mondays and Fridays, we're kind of relaxed. All right. So, look, if you're on hold, stay with us. We've got some text to get to as well. If you want to join us, the Open Heart Jewelers talking text line is 504-260-1870. It's 504-260-1870. I love this song. I think this battle between Johnny and the Devil is epic. On the Scoot on the Air calendar on this day in 1979, the Charlie Daniels Band released the song, The Devil Went Down to Georgia. All right, it is a warm Monday afternoon. I'm looking out of our studio windows here at WWL, and I don't see any thunderstorm activity, but that doesn't mean that this time of year a thunderstorm can't pop up. But, you know, we're out of that pattern of a lot of thunderstorms into this pattern of a few scattered thunderstorms popping up at any time, and that means it's going to be hot AF. All right, I'm Scoot. We'll be right back on WWL.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Yes, Gay Pride Month continues. Apparently that bothers some people. Hey, you know what? Why don't, if we're going to get rid of the LGBTQ hotline, suicide hotline, why don't we get rid of the regular suicide hotline? I mean, I'm not going to commit suicide. What the hell? You know, why am I paying for that? I mean, that's the same logic that the texter pointed out. And, you know, the only reason that we point out and even mention this texter is because he represents the way a lot of other people feel, too. And I just don't understand how these conservatives can defy their own ideology by being against gays. You're against what somebody does in the privacy of their bedroom. That is none of your business. And I don't get it. There is no justification for hate against the LGBTQ community unless you want to admit that you're just a busybody and you want to tell somebody else how to lead their life. So we were talking about dogpiling. Did we get text on dogpiling?
Yeah, we sure did.
Yeah, okay. Let's share some of those.
There's a text that says, there was a high school basketball player that hit the winning shot at a championship game, and then he was paralyzed at the bottom of dogpiling. I think he may even have died. Now, I just did a quick Google here. I don't know if this is the exact incident that the texter is talking about, but the young man's name is Joe K. Yeah, and he made an award-winning swish. And then everybody else jumped onto the court and piled on top of him, and he ended up quite injured.
That's horrible.
Yeah,
I think about that as a possibility too. But I couldn't be in the dog pile just again because of the claustrophobia that I suffer from, I don't want to be crowded by that many people of the same sex.
Here's a text that says, "Monster Milam." On the Tigers. He was smart. He backed off of the pile and watched. What a smart dude.
Oh, yeah. I'd be back there. Yeah, good job, team.
Nice job, guys.
Nice job.
Good.
All hey,
right.
Bill,
let's
come on. Get on, get on the pile. Get on the pile.
Guys got...
Come on. We got room for three more.
Oh, no. That's going to be a no for me, dog. Here's a text that says, what about an MRI? I close my eyes. I have never had a full body MRI. Thank God for that.
I have.
It looks awful.
They got to kind of sedate me a little bit.
Mm.
I tell you what I did one time. It was bad. I didn't like it. I was kind of freaking out. But I reached back and I grabbed the outside of the tube.
What?
I was lying down and I reached back and I grabbed the outside of the tube.
You can't grab the tube?
Yeah, the outside of it.
That's part of what they, like, you decided to do that or they asked you?
No, I decided to do that.
Okay,
well,
go on.
I put my hands, I stuck my hands out of the tube.
Out of the tube.
Out of the tube and up. I don't remember what I grabbed, but I just touched the, I was my arms were outside of the tube, and even though I was in the tube, that made me feel a little better. But I mean, just, I mean, I'm already starting to freak out a little bit just talking about it.
Yeah. Clear the air. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Okay.
All right. Well, okay. All right. I guess we got to get a break here. Don't
what, go to Clyde real
all right.
fast.
Hey, Clyde in Natchez, you're on WWL. I got time for a fast one.
Okay. Yeah, I know this is real quick. Hey, Scoot, what's the difference between a Catholic confession with a priest than basically suicide hotline for people that have problems? I have friends of mine. And I'm not a gay man. I have friends of mine who are actually going through situations where they don't want to be gay. They don't understand what they're going through, yeah. You know. But they got a hotline for Catholics, and I'm a Christian man, but Catholic, you know, confession, but with a priest. But you can't have a suicide hotline for anybody else.
Yeah, that's an interesting analogy there. Yeah. So, yeah. I mean, again, I don't think it can't be that much. I mean, if the president can justify spending billions to refurbish this plane, this gift from Qatar, then we can keep up the suicide hotline. Trust that canceling the youth gay suicide hotline is a political move. It's a political move, and it shouldn't have happened. But again, it's designed to feed red meat to the haters. It is a beautiful afternoon. So I hope when you get out of work, I hope you can get out there and enjoy it. Because it really is, it's nice. A little hot, but it's nice. All right, LSU Tigers are the champions, and they'll talk about that next on Sports Talk with Mike Dettelier and Steve Gell. I want to thank Diane Newman, Ian Hoke, Market Manager Dan Barron, News Anchor Ian Ozan today, and Traffic with Courtney P. As always, I thank all of you for being part of the show. Just by tuning in, you are part of this show. We will have a lot to talk about tomorrow and an update on the latest with tension between the U.S., Iran, and everybody else. I'm Scoot. Love you, New Orleans.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.